With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. And once again, we have Colin McQueen, the Amesbury High School football coach, on the line. And, Coach, welcome back. Congratulations on another win last week.
Hey, thank you, Rick. It's good to hear from you.
You know, the score looks pretty lopsided. The stats look pretty lopsided, mostly in the first half. And I know that sometimes in high school, teams are overmatched, and it's tough on each team. Other times, one of the teams just doesn't play well. Tell me a little bit about this game, because you had a big game on offense once again. The Sanchez brothers doing it again. Tell me a little bit about the overall complexion of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was one of those games where I feel that we were in control of it throughout. But I still don't think, I mean, we left there, and there's a lot that we had to clean up. It was a week two game, like any way you slice it. I mean, as much as we enjoyed the outcome, and it probably looks pretty good to some people, there's a lot that we had to fix. And those guys knew that, and a lot of it came from the, you know, through the lens of, you know, playing with discipline. I don't think we were as disciplined as we needed to be. We certainly had some guys that made some plays, and we got up early. We sustained a drive that wasn't clean in the first drive of the game, and that was good. I was proud of our ability to handle that adversity and maintain possession and get a couple first downs in tough spots after we kind of shot ourselves in the foot with a couple of false start penalties. And like I said, we weren't very disciplined, weren't very clean. And then on the defensive side of things, we were able to keep them out of the end zone when we played some undisciplined football and gave them second chances. And whether it was through assignment or through earning some yellow hankies on the field, giving them some free yardage for that. But overall, really, really happy. You know, you can't be unhappy really with a 32-0 win. Mm-hmm. And we had some great individual efforts as well.
When a team goes up early, Coach, in high school, especially if you have younger kids, I know your team is pretty seasoned. But when a team goes up early, and it may seem easier perhaps than it is, is there a tendency among kids to sort of, just lose a little bit of focus maybe and you know, kind of let up a little bit without even really knowing it, but you can see it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely, I think the mental focus, that's where we lacked. And if you're gonna have championship aspirations, you got to behave like a champion all the time, and that's been kind of what we focused on throughout the week. That's the message. That was the message to the kids in that moment. You know, and you gotta do things well consistently if you want to find success consistently. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're still getting better at a lot of that stuff, but we're certainly moving in the right direction. I like our leadership. I like the playmakers we got. I like how guys are tough, you know, particularly between the tackles on both sides of the ball. But, you know, we'll see. We got a big test ahead of us this week with a 2-0 team coming to town.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in a second. Once again, Colin, I have to ask you about a particular lineman who might have played good, done a good job that you saw on film, you know, over the weekend on either side of the ball, someone you might want to point out.
Yeah, I think on the defensive side of the ball, I think he had a standout night. Ollie Ferreira played really well defensively, shedding blocks, getting to the football, and then finishing plays. And then on the offensive side of the ball, it's been the same as it has been, really. We like to run behind Aiden and Willie. And those guys, you can count on them, you know. And, like, team-wide, we weren't perfect in any way, but their effort and the way that they finish blocks, the way they get engaged on guys and run their feet, they're pretty special players. So it's been really good running behind them.
What's the key to discipline, Coach, especially early in the season? You know, is it focus? How do you practice that? How do you teach that?
Repetition. I mean, it's all about repetition. You know, you got to do things consistently, especially the things that aren't so fun, and that cultivates self-discipline. You know, and mm-hmm. if you can be self-disciplined in any aspect of life, you're going to have a better chance of being successful in it. So we try to coach that in our guys, and, you know, I think we're getting there.
I used to preach that in math class. It's self-discipline, guys. Just do your homework tonight. Do it every night.
Yeah, it's the same in every facet of life.
Little bit at a time. okay, Coach, a new setup for Pawtucket with Georgetown coming over, and I think it's a terrific move as a fan to see that, you know, Georgetown able to keep the thing alive and Pawtucket welcoming them in. What's your perspective on the co-op with those two schools?
I'm glad we didn't lose a game. if I had Georgetown on my schedule, I would have been very upset. but I didn't, so mm-hmm. I had Kentucky, so I'm glad they got,
I got,
they
got
people, and I'm glad they're able to be competitive every week, and I know they're thankful that they got those guys, you know, putting on the green and white for them this year, particularly that running back there. He's a good little player. But, yeah, I mean, it is. I'm glad people are able to play football.
You know,
no matter what community they come from, people want to be able to compete. It's a sport that I love, obviously. And I think it does a lot of good for communities. It does a lot of good for the individual players who participate. So I'm glad they're able to play.
I hadn't even thought about that perspective of losing a game on the schedule, so I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good point. Okay, so what do you see from this team? You've got a game. Where are you this weekend?
We're at home.
Okay.
In Landry Stadium at 6:30 on Friday. But, you know, they're a 2-0 team, and to be 2-0 in the Cape Ann League, you got to be good. So we know they're a good team that's made plays in both of their games. They've had to make some pretty special plays. They've had to turn people over. They've had to convert at times with their backs against the wall. And, you know, it's going to take everything from us, and it's going to take a disciplined game, you know, like we've kind of preached all week, like we talked about last week, where we kind of fell short in terms of discipline. We got to have all that stuff tightened up, because when you play against good teams, you got to be even better. And I think we will be. You know, I've liked how we practiced this week. The energy has been good. The camaraderie is continuing to build, and we got guys doing a lot of the little things right, particularly the guys that we're counting on in a big way. So we're just continuing to develop the whole, and I like the direction we're moving, you know.
All right, Coach, hold on. I want to ask you a question when we're through with the interview. That is Colin McQueen, who is the Amesbury High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
All right, thanks, Rick.
Hold on a second, Colin. I want to, let me just stop.